Welcome to the Philharmonia Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:10 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 19th. Well, today has been a rather mixed day across markets. If we just have a review of what's been happening in Asia, the Chinese market was really quite firm, and while it has been generally weak since the beginning of the year, and still has that medium-term progression of lower rally highs, it rebounded from an area of potential support, and some of the more bearish commentary about China does seem to ignore the fact that it's very much a market of contrasts, because the large cap A-share dominated, or the A-share market, which is dominated by large caps, has really been an underperformer. But Hong Kong was firmer today by over 1%, and it has been a really quite a firm market generally, although certainly not comparing with the performance of the Asian markets last year. The Taiwanese market broke to a new recovery high this in here today, and the Shenzhen A shares and B shares remain in medium-term uptrends. Elsewhere in Asia, the Nikkei was in relatively positive territory. The Australian market was stronger by about 0.2%, and pushing out of the 3 to 4 month range within a larger ranging phase over the last 18 months, but certainly it's showing signs that it's at least going to go up and test the upper side there. Elsewhere in Asia, the little bounce that we've had in India over the last few days looks far from convincing. The other Asian markets, such as as Indonesia and the Philippines, continued to revert towards their means. Moving into the European markets, and the FTSE was down by just over 1% in here today. It's a reasonably sized outside day. That's not really a key reversal because it didn't hit a new high, but it's certainly an outside day. The DAX was a key reversal, so was the OMX in Sweden. And there were key reversals in a number of markets, and not just in stock markets. The corn market formed a rather large key reversal in here today as well. And generally, it was a weak day right across Europe and in the USA. And just after the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down just marginally on the day. But the S&P is down 1%, and the Nasdaq is down almost 1.5%. Brazil was weaker by 1.2%. And the Canadian market was weaker by just less than 1%. A number of markets have rallied very impressively over the last 7 weeks. And looking at that S&P chart, today is the largest down day since the beginning of December, and that's just about 7 weeks. So some of these markets have become reasonably overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages, and it's not wholly unexpected that they consolidate at least part of their gains that they've put in, and that is probably a relatively healthy scenario. The fact that we've had a certain amount of weakness in the grains and beans sector in here today as well suggests that some of the markets that have been the center of most speculation are perhaps taking a little bit of a breather. Corn was down by 18 cents in here today, and the high of the day was around 666, and it closed at 641, forming that key reversal. And corn has had a pretty good run over the last week or two. Rough rice was limit up yesterday and was really very firm this morning, but gave up almost its entire advance intraday, only to get some of it back. So the volatility that has been evident in these grains and beans remains very much the par for the course. Wheat, which has been a laggard for the last 5 months, has pushed back up towards the $8 level, and while it closed in mildly positive territory in here today, it's probably going to consolidate at least in that area where it found or encountered resistance in the past. This was a generally firm tone for the government bond markets in here today, and the precious metals, all of which were in pretty sound positive territory earlier on in the day, closed mostly flat. Platinum was probably the best of them and continues to push above that $1,800 level. It was up $9 in here today. The dollar was relatively weak, and that certainly helped to support the commodity markets early on in the day. But because you've had such a good run in commodities, and I think probably some profit taking to a certain extent in here today, we haven't had the kinds of moves that would suggest that there are a huge number of people taking money out of the market. But what we do see is that some of these markets are perhaps moving into a bit of a breathing phase, and they could go sideways for a little while in here. That would allow some of the overbought conditions relative to the 200-day moving averages to at least partially catch up with some of these markets. And the fundamentals in a number of these commodity markets remain really quite supportive of additionally higher levels. But with that said, there is certainly evidence of speculation. And I've posted a number of charts for rubber in here today, and it's been accelerating in no uncertain terms since at least November. And it's gone to really quite extraordinary levels, breaking upwards to new 20-something year highs and breaking an inflation-adjusted downtrend in the process. So that's a trend that I've remarked on a number of occasions over the last few months, and it's certainly noteworthy that we're seeing a large number of commodities not only hitting new nominal highs but breaking long-term inflation-adjusted downtrends. Inflation is certainly beginning to rear its head, and central bankers are finding themselves in an awkward situation because they are loath to raise interest rates when growth in the U.S. and Europe, and also in Canada, is really quite fragile, and they are probably willing to tolerate a certain amount of inflationary pressures if they can keep it at least under control and allow that growth to pick up a little bit. But it does raise the prospects that they're going to attempt to finesse any tightening measures that they do implement. And the Canadians are doing that by changing the rules on their mortgages and on home equity loans. But when the bulk of the inflationary pressures are coming from the commodity sector, then there is this significant potential that we're going to see some sort of regulatory approach to attempting to get those commodity prices back down. And at the very minimum, that's going to be take the form of increased margin requirements. We've seen that on just about every other important commodity rally, and this is also likely to be absolutely no different. If that isn't seen to be working, then the potential for the CFTC or the SEC in the USA becoming involved to clamp down on speculation will become increasingly likely the higher commodity prices go. Interestingly, in here today, lumber was limit up, so that's also helping to display its defensive characteristics, and it had pulled back from I think around the 350 to 360 level and found support in the region of the $300 level. So that is potentially, that's forming an upside key reversal in here today. For the vast majority of the key reversals that have been posted in here today, they aren't in a massive dynamic fashion. And something we talk about at the chart seminar is that the key to the key is size. So while Sweden's pullback was in the order of 2% and was certainly obvious on the chart, those that were posted on, for example, the FTSE or the DAX were less emphatic, and that means that additional follow-through in the next day or two is required to indicate that supply is being encountered in the case of those downside key reversals. In the case of lumber, because it had pulled back rather sharply and was limit up, it's a little bit different because it simply can't go any higher than it did today. But again, follow-through tomorrow would certainly help to suggest that there is this demand being encountered following a rather swift pullback, and that would also keep that progression of that medium-term progression of higher reaction lows intact. The precious metals have largely been going sideways for a while now, and platinum is beginning to regain some of its relative strength, whereas gold and silver have largely been going sideways. Silver in the region of or below mostly the $30 level, and gold has encountered resistance on at least three occasions above the $1,400 level. Platinum is the one that is least overextended relative to its 200-day moving average, and it's breaking above this $1,800 level, and it looks like it has potentially further to go on the upside. But that's a pretty similar situation that we have in a lot of markets, and it's the markets that are least overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages are the ones that are beginning to show that relative strength in here. And it's not too difficult to rationalize with following this, I suppose, is the third year, or moving into the third year following the 2008 crash. In the latter or the last couple of weeks of 2008 and into 2009, some of the better or the markets with the better fundamentals rallied emphatically, and then most markets bottomed in 2008 from really quite deeply oversold levels, and most of 2009 was represented by that oversold condition being unwound. And 2010 was where some of the markets with really strong fundamentals performed really quite spectacularly. And it's looking like at the moment people are starting to look around and say, well, what are the things that didn't particularly perform in 2010? What are the things, where's show me a market that I can find some degree of value in? And they have been looking certainly over the last 7 weeks at a good part of Europe, the USA, and some of the larger cap markets in Asia. But at this point, some of those markets are becoming a little bit overextended, so they're due a bit of a pause, and the downward dynamics that we've seen across a number of risk assets in here today does suggest that we're in for a little bit of a pause in here, but none of them appear at the moment to be in danger of taking out their 200-day moving averages, and provided that remains the case, we can probably continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside over the medium term, but in the short term, perhaps the risk premium has risen somewhat. And I think with that, I'll leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.